I assume you weren't getting along.
Correct.
And it's her house.
That's correct, too.
She throws you out and changes the locks.
His ex said everything must go.
It was a pool table, 8-foot pool table, about $1,200.
Do you remember what you sold it for?
$300. I was left without a job and I had no money.
She's not responsible for holding on to your junk for 4 months.
Well, who is?
You are!
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Michael Holden is suing his ex-girlfriend, Lupita Gutierrez, for an illegal eviction and the return of his belongings.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 377 on the calendar, the matter of Holden versus Gutierrez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Holden, from when to when did you and Ms. Gutierrez live together as a couple in a house that she owned?
From October 2015 until February of 2017.
And in February of 2017, where did you go, Mr. Holden?
I've moved to an apartment located approximately 15 to 20 miles away from the residence.
Prior to October of 2015, you and Ms. Gutierrez were, in fact, a couple.
On and off, yes, ma'am.
But it was not until she bought this home that you moved in.
Yes.
Now, you moved someplace else practically immediately.
Correct.
There are two causes of action that you have. One for making false accusations, I assume, to the police.
Correct.
One for an illegal eviction, and then you want your property back.
Correct.
So what I want to know is, what took you a year to figure out that there was an illegal eviction?
Didn't take me a while to figure it out.
What have you been doing for the last year, sir? If you were so aggrieved at being asked to leave the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Which I don't think she denies. She asked you to leave the house. Mm-hmm. Who put it into your head that that's an illegal eviction?
Well, I was not properly served eviction notice. Therefore, I would say that's an illegal eviction.
Well, but you weren't a tenant there, sir. You were her boyfriend. You were living in her house.
Yes, ma'am.
Makes you think that actually we want to be bothered, courts want to be bothered with your illegal eviction when a relationship doesn't work out and your girlfriend, for whatever reason, if it's her house, says, I think it's time for you to go. We're not getting along. We're fighting. I assume you weren't getting along.
Correct.
And you were arguing.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's her house.
That's correct, too.
And you think that she has to tolerate. It, same would be in your house. I would say the same thing if it was you. I'm not talking gender here.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a difference if you have a lease and you, to me, if you have a lease and you have your own bedroom and you pay rent regularly and you're not getting along and instead of going to housing court.
Yes, ma'am.
And going through an eviction process, she throws you out and changes the locks. But she didn't want to sleep with you anymore. She doesn't want to clean up after you anymore. She doesn't have any affection for you anymore. Maybe you don't have any affection for her anymore. So I want you to get over a legal eviction. You got it? Perfect. Now.
My property is what I'm concerned with.
Then there we go. Now we have something that simplifies my life.
Yes, ma'am.
So now
I apologize.
Very good. So now we have property. Now I'm gonna go to Ms. Gutierrez. You see how quickly I took care of that? Piece of business. You weren't getting along. February 2017, you told him to leave. He left some major pieces there because he couldn't strap them on his back or put them in his car. That's a fair statement?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So there is some property that you have control over. I want you to list the property of Mr. Holden's that you have control over.
Well, his bed, which I was sleeping in, a couple of
Where
TVs.
Where is it now?
I moved it. With me when I moved to Laredo because I didn't want to mess up the mattress.
So you have the bed.
I have the bed. I have a couple of TVs and some other things.
No. Let's be specific.
Okay.
You have two TVs?
Yes, ma'am.
Which
two rather large size TVs.
You have those two TVs?
Yes, ma'am.
Fine. What else?
A monitor, a desk, some stuff that was in the garage, lawnmower, barbecue pit, you know, large things.
Well, I have to tell me because we're going to prepare an order.
Okay.
Four rims and tires.
Listen to me. If she misses anything, but don't interrupt me again.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Some tires with rims and some dishes that his mother had given him.
What else?
Oh, PlayStation with his DVDs and I guess it's one of those speakers, the surround sound.
Did she leave out anything?
Sure.
Not sure. Yes would be the answer. I think she left out something. She tried to be complete. Maybe you have something else.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I'll hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Would be fishing poles.
Do you have fishing poles?
Well, I did, but now I don't.
What's next?
Next would be a leaf blower.
A leaf blower?
Correct.
Do you have a leaf blower?
Yes, ma'am.
What else?
Actually, there was two PlayStations. There was three. There was one PlayStation 3 and two PlayStation 2s.
How many PlayStations?
Well, I know that there was some more that were in boxes, and I never took those out, so I guess that's what it is. I only had one that
whatever
was connected.
Whatever PlayStations are there and in boxes.
Correct.
What else?
Refrigerator. There was a silver refrigerator.
I don't have that either, Your Honor. I had to sell that, too.
There was a pool table, 8-foot pool table, oak pool table.
And I don't have that either. I sold it. I was left without a job, and I had no money. And there was no way I could store a pool table and a refrigerator. So what I did, I sold them, and with that money...
Do you have pictures of the pool table and the refrigerator, and how much you paid for both?
Just the pool table, ma'am, not the refrigerator.
Okay, I'd like to see a picture of the pool table. And
yes, ma'am.
When did you purchase it?
Table was purchased 2015. I do not have a receipt for that.
You don't have a receipt for the pool table?
No, ma'am.
Do you recall how much it was?
About $1,200.
Do you remember what you sold it for?
$300.
Where are all these things now, Ms. Gutierrez?
Some of them I moved with me to Laredo, and the rest are placed in storage.
How much did the storage units cost you?
On a monthly basis, it's about $162.
How much, Mr. Holden, have you contributed to the storage spaces from February of 2017?
Zero.
Until now, zero.
I don't see where I ought to pay for storage when I've been in her house to try to retrieve my property. If she put it in storage, do I need to pay for that?
Yes, or come and get it.
I've tried a couple of times to get it.
Just a second. I want you to tell me when the first time after February of 2017 did you make a demand that you can prove to come and get your property?
That I don't have any information on. Why would I leave it there for so long if I couldn't get it back?
I don't answer questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Holden, that's not my job.
I understand.
It makes a difference, sir, because she's no longer living in that house. According to what I read,
yes, ma'am,
your complaint, she lost the house.
Mm-hmm.
And when was that? What month was that?
It was October.
October of 2017.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I want you to tell me what effort, for the first time, did you make a call, send a demand letter, have a lawyer write a letter for the return of your property after February of 2017.
September the 20th, 2017, is when I took this case before Bexar County.
Just a second. So you're telling me February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 8 months later, you made a demand for your property?
Not the only one. But
listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I asked a very specific question.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, when for the first time did you send a letter, send a text message that you can prove, have a lawyer write a letter, do anything to request your property back? I didn't ask you when you filed a claim for it.
Yes, ma'am.
That was 8 months later. I asked you when for the first time you said, I would like to come and get my property, and you can prove it.
Only that I can prove was what I just told you.
Well, when for the first time did he make a request to get his property?
Well, he would send me text messages and...
Starting when?
Starting, I want to say maybe May, June.
February, March, April, May. Do you have any of those texts?
I honestly don't.
So 4 months later?
Mm-hmm.
She's not responsible for holding on to your junk for 4 months.
Well, who is?
You are! What do you mean you're... How old are you?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He left in February of last year. If you thought he owed you rent, when did you sue him for rent for the first time?
Well, I did.
You didn't. And punitive damages for stress. The only one who gets damages for stress is me.
And later today...
You're going to show me payments to your uncle that for $3,900. Is that fair?
Will I be able to present my evidence after her evidence?
You don't have to prove anything.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Michael Holden says, ex-girlfriend Lupita Gutierrez kicked him out of her home and kept his belongings. Lupita is countersuing for unpaid rent, storage fees, and punitive damages.
Now, when was the first time Mr. Holden that you made a request for your things. You separated quickly. Mm-hmm. She told you to leave quickly. You found an apartment, according to you, relatively quickly.
Correct.
Relatively quickly.
That's right.
According to you, the first time you made a request was months after you found an apartment.
Correct.
So she's not responsible for being a repository or for paying for your storage. You think she's responsible for paying for storage for your stuff? That's ridiculous. Now, you want to get your stuff?
Correct.
Great. She used part of the money to pay the storage when she sold your refrigerator and your pool table.
Correct.
So I've just crossed that out. That'll take care of some of his storage. Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. You have 5 days from today. We will prepare an order for the return of all the things that have been outlined.
Yes, ma'am.
And you, along with a marshal, could go to get his stuff together in your house.
And am I going to get paid for the storage and for the time?
He just paid you from what you got from the refrigerator and the pool table.
But that's the storage after I left my house. But what about when the things were at
home? No. You don't get storage from the things that were in your house.
Okay.
You get money for when you had to pay for storage. And your stuff was in there as well as his.
Yeah,
so I don't know what you get for the refrigerator. You said you got $300 for the pool table. It was probably a bargain because it looks like a very nice pool table.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. What?
I did the work on that pool table myself. Thank you.
Okay. You have 5 days from today's day, sir, to retrieve all your property. Anything that you don't get at your expense,
yes, ma'am,
is considered abandoned 5 days from today. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Now, I have to see if I have to entertain any part of this counterclaim for money for unpaid rent.
Yes, ma'am.
What rent?
Well, the thing is, when he moved in with me, he had no...
I don't care. Where have you been for the last year if he owes you for rent?
Well, right now, I'm homeless.
Listen, I feel sorry that you're homeless. I'm asking you, he left in February of last year. If you thought he owed you rent, when did you sue him for rent for the first time?
Well, I didn't.
You didn't?
Okay. You know, I would tell him when he would, you know, tell me...
I don't care what you would tell him. What I asked you was, if you thought he owed you rent, when was the first time after he moved out that you sued him for rent?
Well, I didn't sue him. I just told him.
Storage fees I just took care of. That was taken from the refrigerator and the pool table that you had no right to sell. And punitive damages for stress. The only one who gets damages for stress is me. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your Honor, excuse you. May step out.
I respect what she says.
Well, I was hoping that he'd come back.
Well, I just want my stuff back and let bygones be bygones.
Never keep your ex-boyfriend's things.
Separate ways.
We all go our separate ways.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Meraz versus Roman. Step forward.
David Meraz is suing his niece, Christina Roman, for unpaid loans to pay her father's property taxes.
Mr. Meraz, the defendant is your niece. She is the daughter of your brother who passed away recently. I think that you agree, Ms. Roman, based upon your answer, that there was a time when your father owed his brother some money.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are the executor of your father's estate?
Yes, ma'am.
How much money did your father acknowledge that he owed to his brother?
He didn't give me an exact amount, but he said he was borrowing money to pay house taxes.
Did he tell you when he started to borrow money from his brother?
I want to say 2015.
Is that when he started to borrow the money?
Yes, April of 2015.
And how much did he borrow?
Just under $4,000. It was two house payments and a year's worth of property taxes.
Give me the figures.
$39,23. I've got it summarized here if you'd like to see.
Okay. So the only issue that has to be resolved is Ms. Roman, as the executor of the estate, since you acknowledged that there was a debt owed to the plaintiff, that should have been a debt that was taken from his estate if there was money in the estate, was there?
Yes, but when my dad was alive, he paid back.
I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
But that was a debt that would have
yes,
been
ma'am.
Paid. Your father passed away when?
October 2016.
So you're going to show me, because this is your defense. Now we acknowledge that there was a debt, $3,923. So now your defense is that your father paid him back
yes, ma'am.
During his lifetime. So you're going to show me from April of 2015 to October of 2016 payments to your uncle that were $3,900.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Will I be able to present my evidence after her evidence?
You don't have to prove anything.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You added everything together. I said, what did he owe you? And you told me that was for two house payments and property taxes.
Yes.
All of those things together, $3,923. So you've been fully paid.
I don't have a calculator.
I have a calculator.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Mraz says his niece, Christina Roman, owes for loans.
Now, we already have established that both sides acknowledge the debt, $3,923. Your niece says that during her father's lifetime, he paid you back. Now, she's going to show me proof that he paid you back. What she says is between April and October, April of 15 and October of 16, she says that you had access to her father's account and Correct. Withdrew money regularly and paid yourself back. So maybe we can simplify this. Did you have access to your brother's account?
Yes, that's the only way I would do the loan.
Just a sec. Did you pay yourself back any of this money, all or part of it?
14 payments.
14 payments in what amount?
$218 and some odd cents.
72 cents.
72 cents.
218.
May I explain that amount?
Sure.
So the loan was for $118, but I took additional $100 out so he can pay his property taxes.
So you so far took out $2,912. Yeah. That's what I have.
Okay.
Your Honor.
Just a second.
Okay.
I'm going to get to you in a minute. You acknowledge that you took back $2,900 of the $3,900 that he owed you. That's what you say.
Yes.
She may have more. So that means the remainder of what he owes you would be, if he was alive, would be $1,000. If he owed you $3,923 and he paid you $2,912, what's left is $1,011.
So my math is different. The loan part would be $118.72. Now mine came out to $1,662 of what he's paid me. So that I come up with a balance of $2,261.
No. Can I see what he
yes,
would
ma'am.
Take? Let me see what he took.
I have in December 23rd of 2015, he took out $1,048, not the $218.72, which makes up your difference that you're talking about.
Yes,
this is a summary, and this is my dad's bank account statements.
Did you ever take out $1,000?
Yes, and I can explain that.
The amount that you took out was in May 2, 1872, June 2, 1872, July 2, 1872, August 2, 1872, September 2, 1872, October 2, 1872, November 2, 1872, December 1,048. What was the 1,048 for?
Because he was bouncing checks on the house payment. So I go, look at Ben, let me take the whole house payment out plus the 218. And here's a copy of the receipt of the house payment I made.
Well, you added everything together, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, listen to me. You added everything together. I said, what did he owe you? And you told me $3,923. And you said that was for two house payments and property taxes.
Yes.
That's what you told me before. All
yes.
of those things together, $3,923. So you've been fully paid.
I don't have a calculator, but I have 14.
I have a calculator.
So I used
a calculator.
So you're saying 14 payments at $118.72 is...
$218.72.
Okay, the extra 100... It was to his property taxes, which I got a copy of that check also.
Oh, his property taxes? Whose property taxes?
My brother's house. He was struggling with payment, so we made an agreement that I'll take an additional $100 a month out and pay his portion of property taxes because he wasn't very good at budgeting.
That's not true.
What?
I've got a check here proving that.
He's paid the mortgage payments and the taxes for 5 years and may needed help at one time, but
just
no, ma'am.
Just a second. I got it.
Okay.
She doesn't owe you any more money. We're done. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He was struggling. He was late. He asked me for help.
He did, but he had paid him back.
I'd probably do it again if I had to, but...
His intentions were to take the house.
Well, we haven't talked since last year, so it's already, apparently money's thicker than blood, I guess.
I just lost my father, and I should look to my uncle for support, and instead I was trying to get duped.
My wife told me we're not loaning any more money, so we're done.
I'm glad I was able to stick up for my father.